like radio, less like crap.
What I really want to tell you is that what I've learned through all of this, through thick and thin, the only thing that really matters really is family. And I know that someday I'd like to have a large family. I would like to have a multi kind of ethnic cultural family. I want to adopt. You know, I want to adopt. I want to have children from all over the globe in my household. I want basically a United Colors of Benetton ad for a family. Beautiful children wearing colorful sweaters at reasonable prices. That's what I would enjoy. I would like a little Samoan boy who's 14, but he looks 48 because he's a brick shithouse. And that's going to be his nickname, Brick Shithouse. I want a little Irish girl, mop top, fair skin, with an eye patch from a birth defect. But we treat her like everybody else except when we're playing wiffle ball. Daddy! I think that the most beautiful babies on earth, the most beautiful infants, maybe human beings, whenever I see an African-American baby boy, I don't think there is any more just handsome infant on the planet. I know that someday I would like to be the proud father of a beautiful black baby boy. And I would keep him till he's around 11, because that's when they start to get scary. I'm not racist. I've got a black president.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mints, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/mlrtees. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/mlrtees.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
I'm doing it right now.
He's doing it right now.
Skype's working.
How
running.
Nice.
Call in 954-573-2780 if you either A, have a name that turns you off, or B, want to tell us how much you hate Sean.
Yeah, let's see how Sean hangs up people on Skype. Let's see how that happens.
I hate
Hold
Jessica.
On, bro. I got a clue. Go what? Solve the homicide.
I think they have
Jessica's
Jessica's
a tough
here.
One.
What? Hey, did we bring
I've
up...
I've had a lot of great Jessicas in my life and a lot of awful
Hold
Jessicas.
On. According to this, it says, never met a Jessica I didn't like, which is crazy because I've met like a lot of them. They gave a huge number, and I didn't feel like reading out loud. Yeah, I pretty much liked all the Jessicas I've met. Jess likes the party.
No, Jessicas are terrible.
Jessicas are...
They are not.
They are huge. Okay, the Jessica...
Jesse is wonderful.
The Jessicas that me and Sean met over with...
Hello, caller. Didn't fuck this up on the first try. That's
hey,
right.
Hey, what's up? You're on Dustin Royce.
Sean is an asshole.
I'm Mitch. Thanks, Mitch.
Clearly Mitch on his phone.
Good call.
How did you do that?
That was a great call.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hang on to your hats, you devil dogs, because the master bebop blaster of all time is going to give you a soul injection.
I'm the greatest man in the world.
Wow. It's time for Dutch and Royce. Don't forget, we are better than you.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Ugh. We are the straightest show that talks about sucking dudes' cocks.
Two of my favorite things in the world are kids singing adult songs and pageants.
You don't fucking know. You think it's all smiles and tits?
Stop doing that to me.
Why? I like it.
You're pissing me off, that's why.
So look out here, forget her bush, look at her hair.
Starting over. I want to do this the right way because I'm a professional broadcaster.
You just click on the screen.
You have boner. No one. Shut up. I know what I'm doing.
Boner.
You see that movable arrow?
Why do I work with you idiots?
Get off the stage, you fucking faggots. Jesus fucking Christ.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dutch and Royce on a Tuesday, June 17th, 2014. Here at morelikeradio.com. I am Joel Dutch Van Wagner here with Royce Lopez.
Hi.
Marie Lopez.
Hi.
Sean Waters.
Hello.
Chim Heil.
Hello.
Sherry Kins.
Hey.
And Big Booby D.
Hello.
And if you guys want to touch with us, the number is 954-573-2780, or you can hit us up on Twitter. Joel Dutch, Chim Heil, H Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Film, Hippo Juice Sean. What else did I miss?
Shut up.
Is it MLRD?
More like D. More like fucking D. Idiot.
More like D. Why am I a fucking idiot? Because I don't remember her stupid Twitter name that she just changed from last week. You insulted
dick. I can't answer that
dick.
Question for you, Dutch.
You're
Why
being
are
a dick.
You?
You're kind of being a dick.
You're a dick.
You're a little bit of a dick.
I will draw things on your face right now.
Yeah, I know. That's another thing, too. Before the goddamn show, stupid Google Hangout decided to add this feature of draw. So they're putting like monocles and putting penises on Mitch's forehead. And
very appropriate things.
You're saying that I'm gay. No, I don't. No, I don't like the monocle. Take it off.
You saying you're not gay and wear a monocle?
It makes you look distinguished.
It makes me look ridiculous. I don't like this.
The monocle stays Dutch for the whole show. There you
ridiculous
go.
Or distinguished.
Thanks, Google Hangout, for the nonsense.
I think you look classy.
Yeah, if you want to go.
Monocle stays.
See, look at how classy that is.
That's not classy. That's silly.
I would respect a man like that.
Look at you. He's so proper.
Yeah, it looks like I have like purple jizz on my face.
Okay. There you go.
Have you had that before?
Did you fuck Barney?
I did not fuck Barney.
Okay. Did Barney have purple jizz?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
Is jizz the color of your skin color all of a sudden? I don't feel like dinosaur that's accurate.
For dinosaur jizz.
Okay.
Can you guys check Edcast because they're saying the stream's dead.
Dutch, check Edcast. You
says
idiot.
It's connected.
Is it? Is you sure?
Are there two Dutches in here?
Whoa. It sounds like
hold on a second. For some reason, it's not.
Is it an echo?
No, it's connected, but for some reason. Hold on, disconnect and reconnect. Volumes aren't going up.
No.
Would you like for me.
Yeah, sure? Go ahead, just because.
No. Do you have the right input?
I have it. It's Behringer. It's the right one. I'm recording.
He is recording.
It's the correct one.
Now no one's going to get to see the monocles and penises on our faces.
No, the video is they just can't hear.
They can hear too.
Try reconnecting there, Royce. For some reason, it's not reading my thing over here.
I'll do it.
Let me close.
Hold on.
Let me close it and open it back up again.
All the things.
What
right?
the hell? It was working. It was
I know,
working
but I mean, that's what reason occurs.
Have you done it yet?
I reopened it, and yeah, it's not reading my levels for some reason.
Oh no!
But it's reading it in Audacity.
How many levels did you gain?
Yeah, where you like grinding for a while.
Oh, levels.
Grinding. Yeah, you got to save constantly, bro.
Yeah, you don't want to lose your spot.
You got it, Royce, because I can.
If you give me a moment, and maybe if you give me 1 second and have a little patience.
Take me for
okay,
you.
I'm
now.
Connected now. You're fucking welcome.
I love it when Royce tells people to have patience.
Why?
Because you have none.
I have so much patience. It's ridiculous.
Face.
Guns N' Roses wrote that song about me.
In the face. Yeah, I'm going to have to fix this after the fact because it was working before the show and now it's just not reading my levels for some reason.
Mm. I'll fix you.
Sorry about that, everybody.
Draw things in your face.
Hey, Dutch.
Yeah.
Were you following hashtag HJVKK this past weekend?
Or like gay.
I want to leave. I don't want to do this.
We made shirts.
You did?
No, we really
post
did.
Post the pictures, Marie.
We really did. Make hashtag HJ.
I saw Dee add me in one of her tweets with that on there, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's a...
I'm going to kill myself.
That's an awesome
idea. That's not
idea.
A thing.
Let's see here.
Go to Facebook and just click HJVKK hashtag.
Let me go to
and you'll
Royce's.
See the fun adventures that we had in Key West.
It's there.
So you guys went down to Key West?
We went to Key West and we made sure
the whole
we
happy family of you guys or what?
Every fucking photo. We tagged every fucking photo with that hashtag because we wanted
it also just so happened to be Gay Pride Week.
Yeah, happened to. I didn't do it on purpose.
So we decided to go to Key West during Gay Pride Week, and we happened to get a bed and breakfast in the middle of the gay
it's
park.
It's pronounced B&B.
So we were staying at a B&B right behind the 801 Bourbon Street gay club.
an awesome gay club, by the way.
It was phenomenal.
Gay people are fun, man.
Yeah, they are.
The most.
They know how to party.
Especially they know how to suck a dick.
They know how to party hardy.
Party hardy. And they gave us free
drinks. Hey, are you ready to party, Mr. Gay? Oh, yeah. We got free drinks at the gay bar. It was awesome.
But the number one thing that I think happened throughout the entire vacation was Nipplegate 2014.
Oh, no. What happened?
I'll post a picture.
That isn't my nipple, and I wish everyone would stop saying that it is my nipple.
It's not.
I tuck my nipples
totally
away.
It's totally a really tall, puffy nipple.
So,
no.
Okay.
At first glance, it's totally a nipple.
Well, hold on. Can we back up and just, like, okay, so all four of you or five of you went down to Key West, the bunch of you got a hotel, just for how long?
It was me, Marie, and
there were supposed to be more people, and some people bailed.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway...
But so Nipplegate 2014, D, I'm going to call it that because it's funny, but it absolutely is not your nipple.
That's saying she can't have bologna-sized nipples because you almost see anything else in those nipples.
You're a fucking idiot.
Put it that way.
Hey.
But 17 Facebook comments later, people are still convinced that what that photo is about.
And, you know, it isn't my nipple because I have very cute pink pretty little nipples and
prove
I
it.
You should show us right now.
It's a prove miss. It.
Wait, what picture? I don't.
I'll it's in post the chat. The chat. Post it again. I'll post it again.
I have nipple hubris. I'm very proud of them. And this hubris. Is just
oh, the thing at the top is that.
This one. Check.
It's totally a nipple, right?
That's totally a nipple.
It's that's not his arm with my hair.
What happened is
my hair is in
my harm.
Pit. My harm. My hair arm. Harm harm. Norm.
It's not a nipple.
Well, it's a little high. That's the only thing I would say. It's a little high.
It's not, actually, it's,
but it's definitely a nipple. That or a growth.
It's an optical illusion, Dutch, is what it is. See how her hair is coming down over Marie's arm?
Ooh.
That's
and it's going right behind her really high nipple.
Yeah, that's her nipple.
I tuck my hair behind my nipples all the time.
It's way too light to be a real nipple. Otherwise, it's like an albino nipple.
Right.
I swear I don't have an albino nipple.
Hashtag albino nipples.
I don't. No. Oh, no.
No. But, okay, so the whole purpose of hashtag HJVKK is...
Look at our shirts, Dutch. Look in the chat.
I see it, and I want to murder every one of you.
But...
Oh, ew.
I was asking.
You were awesome.
We were asking for challenges from listeners. Like, okay, we're going to Key West. We're going to Key West. Dare us to do something in Key West, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what we were asking for, dares. So, you know, one of the ideas was, of course, get yourself taking a picture with a gay guy.
Which we did.
Wait, they have gay guys in Key West?
Yep. Yes.
A plethora.
He looks like a Marco.
Yeah, that guy was gay, Royce. Another one, let me see if I can find the photo. Another challenge was find the fat guy in the t-shirt of the skinny bikini lady.
No, but that's a barrel you're sitting on. That's not a fat guy.
That's a different picture.
No, that's a different one.
Oh.
Dutch, you know how you like trannies?
Not that I like them, but I don't hate them.
You like this one?
Let's see.
Yeah, this one's not too bad, bro.
Boo, that's a tranny?
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
I think
it's a drag queen.
Whatever. Even hotter.
That's not bad.
Right? Good butt, too.
Actually, I'm thinking it's more the outfit than anything else.
Really?
I like that type of outfit. Like, that kind of a corset type of thingy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Royce, where's the picture of me with the big drag queen in the t-shirt?
I think you posted it.
But yeah, so we were having a lot of fun. Taking challenges, going to see drag shows, drinking ridiculous amounts of alcohol. But the one thing that we didn't want to tell you, because we knew you would love it more than anything else, mm-hmm. is we went on a ghost tour.
You're not going to love it, Dutch.
We went on a Key West ghost tour. And
what's a ghost tour?
It's where they drive you around town. And they said people died here and people died here and people died here.
Dally, did you Photoshop out the nipple?
I sure did, because I love D.
Yay!
She photoshopped out the non-nipple.
That's much nicer than the one that I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, there's the big tranny with me.
Okay, that's a terrible tranny.
He was a terrible tranny.
Oh, wow.
He was a terrible, terrible tranny. And he was hiking up my skirt right there.
Dutch, speaking of trannies, I did brain stew on Friday with Joe and Punchy and Joe introduced me to some new tranny. We got to ask, I forget the name. Remind me to ask Joe about
the
that tranny.
Touch.
I love it. Deal 48. Mitch, you're an asshole. That is the weirdest looking penis I have ever seen.
What's
wrong with your dick?
The double Dutch. That is great. Oh, my Lord.
Love it. Okay, So we go on a ghost tour, and one of the stories that they tell us is about Robert the Doll.
Now, Dutch, have you heard about Robert the Doll?
I'd never heard about Robert the Doll.
Well, Robert the Doll's...
I only know about Sherry the Doll.
Ha.
Ha. Maha. Maha.
At least Sherry liked it.
So none of us took pictures with Robert the Doll because we were afraid to get cursed.
Okay, let's tell the whole story.
No, I did not like it. I did not like that at all.
She hates it.
So, Dutch, this is basically, you know, yeah, exactly.
Whoa, what is that? I don't like that. Take it off.
No, it's the worst.
That's creepy, dude.
And they tell you have to, like, ask his permission to say hi to him.
It's broken? Oh.
Broken.
Or you have to ask his permission to take a picture. And on one hand, I felt too silly to talk to a doll. But on the other hand, I'm too superstitious to just take a picture.
These morons were following the rules. Okay,
you have to ask the doll permission to take a picture?
Dutch, everyone shut up!
There are rules! There are rules to Robert
Dutch,
the doll.
Let me tell you the story about Robert.
I hate his face. He's so scary.
So there was this artist, I believe it's this, I'm going off of memory now, named Eugene Otto, mm-hmm. who when he was young, they fired this maid. And the maid made this doll. That doll you see there, Dutch, Robert mm-hmm. the doll, for the kid.
Okay.
But what they didn't tell you was the maid was into, like, voodoo. And she supposedly cursed the doll. So the mom would say that this Otto kid was just talking to himself in a room and things would break and he would always blame the doll.
Jesus.
Right. Very creepy. This is true. They filmed, you know, the movie Child's Play off of this doll, off the stories from this
really?
Doll.
That Chucky came from this?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, basically, anyway, it ended up, for whatever reason, it's been in Key West for like 104 years, but it ended up in this Civil War fort, which turned into a museum. So that's why it's behind glass. Now, the rules for Robert apparently are: when you walk into the room, you have to say hi to him. If you want
to
take
you have to introduce. You have to say hello, Robert. You have to introduce yourself, and then if you want to take a photo of him, you have to ask permission first. And then as you leave the room, you have to say thank you, Robert. It was a pleasure to meet you.
What if you called him Bob? Is that a bad thing?
I don't know, but yes. If you don't follow the rules, you curse.
Every day, bad life things will happen to you that happen to everyone in everyday life.
Right. So then the people actually mail letters apologizing to this doll because they think it's causing them bad luck. And Marie says, wow, that's fucking creepy. And Marie goes, Robert, sorry. Royce doesn't mean that you're creepy. I'm like, you're talking to a doll.
I'm like, listen, I don't want to risk it.
Can someone read the rules that D posted? I can't see that. My eyes aren't doing so good.
Oh, that's a letter someone sent.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because
Robert, I should have listened to those
who warned
me about photographing you. I paid for the few of the photos I took. Listed below is the trouble you caused me. My two favorite souvenirs from Key West came up missing. Upon returning my car rental, an unexplained $50 charge showed up on my credit card. The hotel I had a reservation at, you gave my room to someone else. On my return flight home, you gave me the same seat number as another passenger. When I went to retrieve my luggage at the airport, it wasn't on the carousel it was assigned to. You put it two carousels further down. Mine was the only one that was on the wrong carousel. You had my loving cat greet my return home by biting me. You made me late for work on my first day back from vacation.
Okay. Is that what the whole myth is behind him? Is that just like everyday little travails? He'll just inconvenience your life? Like, that's a terrible doll.
Right?
That's not a good haunting. It's ridiculous. That's just dumb.
It's just annoying.
He's just an annoying haunting doll.
I bet you Dutch would have followed the rules because he's a fucking baby.
No.
You can't talk shit on Robert. You can't talk shit on him.
I would have been very upset if Dutch was not following those rules. I'm glad we didn't go with him.
You better follow the rules, Dutch.
I would have fucked its mouth. No.
You would have fucked its mouth.
The creepier thing is that its face used to be painted like a jester.
So then they take you on this ghost.
It was like a weird clown face. Creep
and they also give you these fucking ghost meters or whatever to like apparently.
They give us
basically,
meters.
You know what I learned? The ghost meters are really just cell phone finders.
I have the app on my phone.
So there you go. That's the thing that they give you. And it's an old Civil War thing.
That's the worst.
What are you talking about? You didn't like the garage door opener?
That's what it is.
I held it to Robert and it didn't do anything. So I was like, well, either one of these things is lying.
Well, clearly, because Robert was probably taunting this guy's luggage carousel and shit.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say she had a shitty day of she had basically problems that happened on every trip. And then she just attributed it to a dumb doll.
And apparently the old curator was mean to Robert, and one day she was leaving and something kicked her butt and she thought it was Robert, so she left. It was fucking weird. I think actually that Robert was in that Taps show.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
That ghost show, whatever.
Hello, my honey. That kind of Taps her.
Hello, my baby. Hello.
Oh, you mean that paranormal investigation whatever show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was at like a convention too for Ghost Hunters or something. Ghost Hunters International.
Ghost Hunters. Those dumb shows, and like you never see anything. It's just them filming themselves going, "Who's there? Did you hear that? I heard that. Did you hear that too? I heard it as well." It's just like they never have anything, but they have like 14 paranormal shows out there. You guys don't actually believe any of this nonsense, do you?
No, of course
not. No, but the doll's creepy as fuck.
It is creepy. I'll give you that.
I just didn't see any reason to risk it. I really didn't. I have enough bad luck. I have enough shitty things happen to me. I don't need a creepy dog. Well,
shitty things happen just because you're a terrible person. It has nothing to do with any kind of a paranormal thing.
When painter Eugene Idol was 6 years
old, not now,
his family's Bohemian maid gave him a special present. It was a doll crafted in the boy's likeness, given the name.
Okay, and this robot
that's kind of creepy.
Creepier.
That's creepy.
Yeah, that makes it even weirder.
An unusual attachment to Robert the doll. He spent hours alone, talking to it. And whenever strange things happened around the house, I'd always claimed they were Robert's doing. As an adult, Otto built a special room.
Right, now it just wants to rock mode.
In the attic of his home, complete with scaled-down furniture and lowered ceilings. No one was allowed to visit the room. Children on their way home from school claimed that they would see Robert move around in the upstairs windows and stare at them, even when no one was home.
Okay.
I hate it.
What this was is you had a mischievous little boy that found a workaround to freak his parents out when he did naughty things, and then on top of that, like, to scare
gets
creep the shit out of other people by sitting there underneath the window with the doll up. Nah, dude.
it gets creepier because then the mom took the doll away and put it in the attic, and then he went away to do stuff. And as an adult, he came back and apparently he found the doll, and the doll ruined his marriage. Like he says he was talking to the doll and it was telling him to do things.
Well, then he's just a weirdo, right?
Or it's a ghost.
Oh.
Or it's cursed. Or it's cursed ghost.
So when Otto's wife rented out their old house, she left Robert in the attic. Renters often claim to hear footsteps and laughter coming from upstairs.
Why would renters lie, Dutch?
Why would renters lie?
They check on the doll and find that he'd changed positions. A plumber who worked in the attic of the house told this story to reporters years later.
As my work continued, I had to make a few trips to get...
Well, Stephen Hawking used to work there? That's weird.
Hmm. Yeah. He interned there.
I mean, you know, it is a creepy looking doll because of the way it's made. I think the button eyes would make it the creepiest.
No, I think it was its African American lips.
Okay. That's
what? Whoa.
I see it now.
Maul says Robert's owner eventually grew up and kept him in his own room. His wife was scared shitless of him, rightfully so, and so she stuck him in the attic, which became his new room. Eventually, weird things happened in the house after he was moved upstairs, and Robert's owner and his wife went crazy and died. Robert was found not long after and moved to his museum after a person who found him started to experience the same weird shit Robert's original owners did. Existence says Robert the doll is Slender Man's annoying little brother.
Gross. We also did another tour.
Oh, yeah.
We also did the Hemingway House tour.
Now, while me and Marie were doing that, I was doing the Taking a Nap in the Room tour.
So, obviously,
there were way less haunted dolls and way more kitties.
There were so many kitties.
So I don't know if he like willed the house to his cats or what, but these cats are well taken care of and all over the place.
Sure are. There was like 50 of them in this house. So you can take a, you know, tour of the Hemingway house, and they'll tell you all about all the old shit he had and the wives he had and everything. But in our tour group, we had a middle-aged mother and her teenage son. And every room that we moved into, as the tour guide is telling us room by room what, you know...
Are you going to talk to us about the cats?
Just wait a minute. I'll get to the cat story. Just hold on. Let me just tell the bedroom.
He's gonna get to it. We'll leave after he gets to the cat.
All right, we're now gonna move into the kitchen, so I can. You
so
know,
I heard something about cats.
What?
When are you gonna get to the cats? Did you tell the cat story yet?
Oh God, she was so annoying.
Wait, was this the mom doing that?
Oh, I thought you guys were just going. I thought D was cutting you off in the middle of your explanation of these two idiots asking about. Are you going to talk about the cat story?
That's how annoying it was.
Okay, I was about to say, shut up, D. Let her talk.
That's what we wanted to say to her.
Okay, now I understand. So he was doing that the whole time.
Well executed.
She's trying to. He's trying to just do his shit. You know, whatever paid an hour he gets, and this woman is coming.
Tell me about the cats.
When do we get to the cat? How many toes do they have?
Tell them to shut up. I can't hear about
what's
the cats.
What's that cat?
Shut up, lady. She's gonna talk about the fucking cats.
What's that cat?
I wouldn't mind taking a look at that cat.
Why is that cat licking itself like that?
What's the cat's name? Why is it following you? Do you have treats?
Are you serious? Like every room that this was it the lady or the kid?
Fucking
that was the lady, and it was because her kid.
The dining room.
Her kid was so bored, and he wanted
to eat in this dining room.
And she told him at the beginning that
they eat people food or not.
Jesus,
this is so annoying.
Chairs at the table.
It was so annoying.
Where do the cats sit? Where do I stand?
The tour guide looked like Mike from Breaking Bad, only like he'd lost a bunch of weight. He sounded kind of like him too,
and he was a fucking mumbler. He must have been Dee and I didn't understand a thing of that tour. He's been hit by this mumbling asshole and Catty McCatterton behind us yelling and telling her son it was going to be okay. Who wasn't freaking out, mind you. The son couldn't care less that his mother... I honestly think his mom just wanted to go to a cat museum, and this was the closest he had.
Wow.
And my dork ass was so excited about the cats that the tour guide could even tell, and he kept giving me food to feed them instead of giving it to the kids to feed the cats. So I kept getting to sit there and give the cats treats, and all the kids were like, oh.
Your nipples were hanging out.
Possibly.
Yeah, you should put those away.
I'll tuck them in.
They were adorable, though. You know what the cat's names were?
Cat?
They named every single cat after a famous person. So you had Humphrey Bogart, and you had, oh my God, and then there was a,
Oh, Howard Hughes.
Howard Hughes. There was a cat that's afraid to go out of the basement, and they named it Howard Hughes.
That's so stupid.
That's funny.
That's fucking stupid, though. They should at least have, like, puns in their names. That doesn't make sense.
No, Howard Hughes.
Howard Muse.
Howard
or something.
Muse, that was, yeah.
Oh, that'd be adorable.
That would be better, right?
No, I'm a huge fan of naming pets human names.
Like what?
Like Joe. That's John.
The kitty on the rock's name is Harry Truman, and he was a bully, and he beat the shit out of Howard Hughes and made him stay in his basement. He wouldn't let him come out. That's he just racist. Hung out on that rock.
So this is all going on at Ernest Hemingway's house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so you learn nothing about Ernest Hemingway.
No,
not really.
Okay.
We
did learn that neither of us have read any of his books ever.
We left the house. We read a Hemingway book.
Why did you go?
Because of the cats.
No. Why did I even ask?
Because it was historical and shit.
Dutch, come on. You should have known that.
I know. Sorry, dumb question.
Why would we?
He writes about... What does he even write about? Boring shit.
Yeah, it's really fucking
like
boring.
War.
However,
fishing.
However, he also has a cat cemetery in his backyard. Notice the gravestone of Willard Scott. The cat.
It's very sad. In the cat graveyard.
Oh, poor kitty.
Pet cemetery.
Dutch, now you're a kitty.
Oh, no, I'm a kitty.
He's a cute kitty.
Yep.
Oh my God.
He's got whiskers.
He has whiskers. Look at him. He's so
cute. Look how cute you are as a kitty.
I just want to pet it.
I really don't like this.
You don't like anything.
He doesn't.
I like a lot of things.
He doesn't like water.
Oh, God. Are you guys finished? I just reminded me. You guys talking about how you got freaked out by your thing. I had something that freaked me out this week. I'll do it after you guys finish your.
I hope it's a blood test.
That would have no.
I don't know, D. Did we have anything else we wanted
to
mention?
Yeah, D destroyed the fucking sink in the room.
What did you do?
That was an accident, and I really feel like.
What did you do?
Staying in a bed and breakfast, and it's one of those things where the room was basically. They turned a closet into a bathroom.
I was really drunk, and I was using the sink to, you know, keep myself up, and it came off the wall.
Oh, it was crap.
I was like, oh, God. I shoved it. I got it back on the wall and then turned it on and realized that it wasn't connected at all. Water's just pouring on the floor, and I was like, I give up, Royce. Fix it.
She pulled the Dutch.
Nice. I was just about to say you pulled on me.
Guys, don't get mad, but I broke the bathroom.
And then Marie, the next day, one of these guys had a fucking massive shit, so the toilet was clogged.
Hey, I did not. It was not me.
No, it was you.
It was not me. I swear to God, that was not me. So anyway, whoever, somebody took a massive shit. Doesn't matter who. And
it was one of you three. Uh-oh. What happened? Why is the call on hold? Oh, Marie, you shithead. Marie, you dumb fuck. Oh, my God. This is great. By the way, yeah, Marie, for those listening to the podcast, Marie decided to put us all on hold by answering a call. It's like, we haven't been doing this for the last 5 years, you shit
no,
fuck.
No, it's a fucking stupid Skype thing, because I said add to group call, and for some reason now it just puts the group on hold. I don't know.
Who was it?
Ooh, Marianne was having the same problem on... Daytime Divas yesterday.
I don't know.
Which I was a part of for the last half hour.
But I definitely said add to the group call. So
oh, do we have a caller?
Well, someone's trying to call,
well,
but fuck it. I'm not gonna.
Oh my God, look at that kitty with the monocle in the chat.
It should work.
I love that kitty with the monocle.
Hold again.
No, it won't. Add to group.
Okay, I'm going to add to group.
It is. Oh, Marie, looks like you're retarded once again. Hey, what's up? You're on. Oh, you hung up on him.
Yeah, that was the other reason why I wasn't adding him in, because he's saying hello there and then hanging up and hello there and hanging up, and you know he's calling again.
Oh, okay.
So how do I block this person?
No, we just give his name, his number out on the air because he gave it to us. So if you guys actually know.
No.
You ought to know the workaround for that. You guys remember Don and Mike, right?
Yeah, I heard.
Okay, well, back in the day, the way they would get around doing that, because it's an FCC violation to put some, not, well, I don't know if it's that so much, but whatever. They would say, you've been added to our shit list, or that back in the day, they would say S list, and you are now S list member number, and then they would say the person's phone number. If that person pissed them off, it was hilarious. Yeah.
So anyway.
So keep it up, asshole. We'll give your number out.
Back to her was the toilet got clogged, and Marie comes out and show you how easy they give up. How easy, just they just came in, they gave up on life.
He's like, listen, guys, toilet's clogged and there's no plunger. We should probably just go to the next place over.
We should probably go to a restaurant.
Were just gonna go to a restaurant. Me and Marie were just like, whatever. Yeah, we're
leaving. Seriously, guys, giving up that easy? You've given up. You're ready to go shit in a restaurant.
I had no intention of to plunge that toilet or flush it.
Do you think it was just gonna magically disappear?
No, it wasn't going to matter because we were checking out that morning.
I was like, well, fuck it. I'm not going to try.
So you're going to let shit stay in there all night?
No shit.
There was no shit in there.
Paper. That was
it. A lot of shit.
So then what I did, Dutch, was I grabbed just they had the brush to clean it, and I just used that to, you know, unclog it. It was really simple, but they had to give in. Like, that's it. We're gonna live on the land.
Raucous.
We're living on the land.
You took a gamble, because if you flush it one more time, it could have overflowed.
Okay, could have overflowed. You took that gamble.
You should have turned the water off. It's not a big. You guys are really.
Well, it was a really good thing then that we didn't take Robert's picture, because otherwise the toilet would have overflowed.
See?
So,
Oh my God.
We were nice to Robert.
Thank God for us. Lost. Really.
Praise Robert.
But seriously, though, if you hadn't been nice to Robert, you know, one, the toilet would have overflowed, and then the guy would have come in to fix the toilet and noticed that the sink was off the handle, and then, like, we would have just had to pay for so much money, and mm-hmm. it would have been such an inconvenience, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It would have been, it would have been bad.
Double check in the HJVKK. It says in here... We just had an endangered species be a dick to us.
That's right.
What happened?
Okay, so everybody.
Oh, I'll pull the turtles up while you do that.
Yeah, so if you drive down to Key West, you pass through one of the islands called Deer Key, right? And Deer Key.
Sorry, how can you pause for a second? That whole grouping of sentences between the three of you was the most ridiculous banter I've ever heard. We just had an endangered species be a dick to us. Oh, yeah, we gave it another key. Oh, while you're doing that, I'm going to pull up the turtles. What?
You should have heard the car.
That was the most ridiculous. I've never heard the English language. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All of it made sense. So we're driving home. We're passing through Deer Key.
Motoring.
There's like warnings all up and down the roads. Like, there are key deer here. They're an endangered species. They're very rare. They only live on this stupid fucking island.
And they're delicious.
And there's like fences going mile high up in the sky. Like, do not let the deer cross the road. And of course, we're driving
to the other side.
And then we're driving, and we see a deer running out of a church because apparently they go to church. it's running towards the road. And I start slowing down to stop because I figure it's going to try to jump the road. I'm like, oh, there's a deer kid. These guys are endangered. Come look, everyone. He fucking stops.
Wait. Deers aren't endangered.
He ran to
key deer.
I missed that part of it. I apologize.
He literally scampered from the church to the road, stopped, and began walking in slow motion.
I think
just like a huge dick.
I think he
like Michael Jackson.
He had his mouth open, like, I'm in danger. You can't fucking touch me. We're going across the road. I'm here. Hey, guys. What's up?
That fucking deer.
That deer was doing that.
And I was just like, really? What? It, really?
I like Marie's impression of a deer.
Sup, guys?
Yeah.
He was being
it's like early version of Courtney Love.
Hi.
There was this wonderful painting in our room of these two turtles. And look in the chat, Dutch. We'll post these. Just do hashtag HJVKK and you can look it up on Facebook. But look at the turtle. Look how suspicious the turtle in the front looks.
Well, that's a key deer's nose, and he's adorable. Okay, really anyway. Cute.
You know how cute the key deer is.
What's the difference between a key deer and a regular deer?
I'm waiting for you to
post. It's been posted in there.
Oh, it's been posted. Sorry, other people. I didn't realize it was above. Let me repost it so people don't have to scroll and get distracted by key deer. So, yes, there was the painting that was in our B&B. And I kept saying that the one turtle was very suspicious looking and slightly grumpy.
That turtle in the front, we named him Jerry. We named him Jerry.
That turtle is so irritated.
That's right? Jerry the turtle. And we figured this out. Jerry and his wife, Margie, they're on vacation, right? And the thing is, he's complaining about everything. And she's like, just have a good time, Jerry.
telling you, I think that the room service took my dollar.
Oh, my God, Jerry, we're on vacation.
I know we're on vacation. I want to have money for vacation, but they're taking it.
Jerry.
What?
Jerry.
What?
Stop it.
You stop it. Don't. It'll take me 15 minutes, but I'll come over there and smack you.
Jerry looks like he's so like, well, I don't trust any of these fish.
He doesn't, no.
It was the way the painting was centered next to
It was staring at you while you were in bed. It was just judging everything we did.
It was giving me the freaking stink eye. Stupid fucking turtle.
Stupid Jerry.
Stupid Jerry. Fucking asshole, that Jerry.
Yeah, the more I'm looking at this picture, I'm
obsessed with it.
I'm like looking at like the fish underneath. It looks like they're mocking him.
They are.
It's like, Jerry, pissed off old
Jerry. Fool. Jerry's probably like, you know what the problem is, Margie? The problem is all these kids are watching Finding Nemo and trying to act like Crush. That's the problem.
Would you shut up already? You're making more barnacles come up on the back of your shell. You know stress does that to you.
We had this exact conversation for maybe an hour.
Backstory for them. You don't even understand. They have kids, but they're all grown up. They're in Turtle College.
Oh, my God.
Finally got to go on vacation.
I do that all the time. I make up backstories for like just random things that I see.
By the way, I gave him a last name. It's Jerry and Margie Sheldon because they're turtles.
Ooh.
We were also calling Key West Key Westeros.
Yeah, like Game of Thrones.
I don't.
What?
He doesn't get it.
He doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
No,
you don't
just,
watch Game of Thrones?
It's not that. It's just what you guys do. You just come up with these retarded things and latch onto them.
Retarded or
like
mean?
HJVKK.
HJVKK.
Because you guys not only like will come up with something silly to make each other laugh, but then you'll just take the bit an extra 14 obnoxious steps further.
And then everyone is
and crazy. Just smashing it in the rest of our faces, and I have to see it all over my timelines.
Nobody does that.
And not even one person said more like HJVKK. Not one person.
No one thought of that joke.
No one thought of it.
I would think, because that's kind of obvious.
I was saying it all day.
Oh.
Everyone was saying it.
They were
White ass Brent says key deers are in danger because they only fuck master lock deers. No, that's pretty, that's so funny.
Good joke.
Oh, it's so lame and funny.
Judge, do you want to hear this song that we had stuck in our head all weekend?
Oh, no.
So what? I'm still Van Rock star.
Oh yeah, you tweeted me that. And here's the thing. You tweeted me that, and I'm like, they have been singing this for the last hour. That's the reason why she's tweeting this to me.
Can I tell you how crazy we are? On our road trip, we were still in a group chat with Sean, Mitch, and Sherry, and we were just sending voice notes back and forth to each other.
Hey, that's my thing.
The entire trip.
We were singing Foreigner.
I woke up from a nap and there were 36 voicemails and I was like, why? I don't even.
Wait, voicemails or recording a voice memo and then texting that?
Yeah.
That's the best part. Yeah, I do it all the time.
Voice memos, just like 30 of them.
We wanted Mitch and Sherry to be there
in our
us.
Chat anyway.
Wait, I might be able to play some of the voice notes. Hold on.
I thought that, Royce, you got so mad when I first started doing that to you about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, because now I'm the one being annoying, so now I know why you like doing it. You
know? Oh, okay.
He understands.
I get it now.
Now I'm the one being annoying.
Damn it, D. Cause so what? I'm still a rock star.
He's got his rock move.
And he's to
she'll produce me. You.
Sherry sent this message.
I don't like this.
Why not?
Because it's mean.
Hey.
Wow, that's
look at that.
That's loud. Hold on.
It's too loud. It's too loud. I don't like it.
Can you play it again, but at a level where my ears don't bleed?
Maybe.
I already have tinnitus, so play it as loud as you want.
No, forget it. I don't want to do it.
Fine.
Anyway. So, anything else? I can't.
That was good.
How long were you guys there?
2 days.
Just 2 days?
Friday, Saturday, came back Sunday.
Yeah, we accomplished a lot in a very short time.
I was
going to
say, wow. Ghost tours, Friday. Hang out with trannies.
Yeah, the trannies are fun, man.
Shirt making.
Oh, the drag shows were amazing.
We got to go to a pool bar. Like, it's a bar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, yeah, those are always fun.
and all these fucking idiots were doing, were looking at everybody in the pool and seeing who their celebrity doppelganger would be.
There was a guy.
You guys do that
exactly,
too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
So there was a couple guys. There was a fake Jamie Lannister from Game of Thrones. There was Blake from Workaholics. If you started working out,
he was really buff.
Who we never turned on a guy faster in
it
our
was
life.
Very weird.
Because he had his hair down like Blake from Workaholics, and he's
and
in
we're
the
like,
pool.
Oh, he looks like a dork, and he's buff.
We're look like, oh, him. Look at him, he's so cute. And then he proceeds to tie his hair back into a ponytail, and the moment hatred. He does that, we're all like, fuck that guy.
I like that you guys will have a relationship with someone in like a series of arguments and discussions, and you've never actually spoken to this person.
Actually, no, we did talk to fake Jamie Lannister.
Oh, did you really? What did he
That's
say?
That's when he was really hot until he spoke, and then he was just the dumbest. And I was like, oh my
Hi,
God.
Hi, I'm
so
fake Jamie Lannister.
He was so dumb.
I'm a big
then,
fan
so
of turtles.
As soon as he left, I was like, he's not hot anymore, and I hate him. And then we judged him.
No, yeah, Dutch, you know what? That's the same guy who made those paintings. That's what he does for a living. He sells a suspicious.
I actually drew that on purpose because Jerry reminds me of my uncle.
Oh my God. Jesus, hate that voice.
What's wrong, Royce?
Stop.
What?
Don't do that. What are you? Now you sound like a drag queen.
No, you sound like a drag queen.
I have an erection.
I know. It's in my butt.
But
okay,
yeah.
Cool. Did you guys? So, I mean, that's a lot jam packed into 2 days.
We got really hammered because we were drinking for free at the.
They were
bar.
Drinking from buckets.
Oh yeah.
Came back with buckets.
What?
Well, the first night we got these tumblers from
Fat Tuesdays,
and it was like $12 for the first drink, and then half price if you just brought it back, they'd refill it.
And when you're thirsty the first time, you're thinking a tumbler full of frozen drink, I could totally get my money's worth out of half price drinks after that. Then you get through one, and you're like, I have to chug all of this to get into Sloppy Joe's because they won't let me bring it in.
I don't want another daiquiri ever. I've had 32 ounces of daiquiri, and that's enough.
We filled it up once more and then just proceeded just like, oh, let's just throw it out. It's terrible.
Did it have like what, an ounce of alcohol throughout the whole thing? Because usually when you get those huge drinks, there's barely any alcohol in them.
Oh, it was mixed in, and then they put an extra shot in if you wanted. So, of course, we wanted. And we wanted.
And we got it.
Then we went to this other bar that had Malibu buckets, and the bucket drink was every flavor Malibu mixed with some kind of juice. It was delicious.
It was, yeah. It was this bucket that I'm going to find right here. It was awesome. It had a handle. You could basically make sandcastles with it if you wanted to, but we were drinking Malibu out of it. It was phenomenal.
Hammy says, so you mean Fat Tuesdays.
Tuesday was so fat.
So fat.
Yeah, Dutch, I have no idea what you're talking about with us taking something and just pushing it into your life over and
oh,
over.
Oh, no, you guys haven't done that ever in a million times in ever. The last 5 years I've known you people.
Nope.
Never, not once.
God.
Never, not once. And while we were drinking out of buckets, we actually befriended a saxophone player who started serenading us.
Yeah.
What?
He's a fan.
Okay.
He was like, oh, I'm going to be in Orlando next week or soon. And we're like, so?
Well, to be fair.
Wait, he was a fan? He listened to the show?
No.
Oh, I missed her.
A fan of us. Because
he
became our
fan. Okay.
Because we were drunk with our tits out, I guess.
You
I
have
don't know.
Vaginas.
Well, your abnormal nipple, I'm sure, in that shirt was just sticking out all over the place.
I don't
you should probably get that looked at.
Nipples.
No, it you have a weird nipple. Nipple.
I have beautiful nipples.
It was my arm.
Yeah, you need to prove it. I doubt it.
I stared at that picture for 46 straight hours.
It definitely was a nipple.
46 and straight off.
You really missed me, Sean.
Hopefully twice straight hours.
You didn't have to stare at my picture for that long. I was going to be home.
I was really determined to figure out if it was a nipple or not, and it was not.
It definitely was. No, I mean, it's case closed at this point. That's like saying, did we land on the moon? Yes, we did. So,
Look at it for 46 straight
hours. I have been looking at it ever since we got on the air. I'm telling you right now, Sean.
All right, it's 46 straight minutes, and we're doing good.
49, but...
God. We forgot to talk about the fact that when we were in a taxi going back to our room at one point after we drove by the ocean,
does this involve nipples?
It smells like freaking garbage. And so in the taxi, I go, the beach smells like they just piled up a bunch of dead crabs and let it sit in the sun. And our fucking taxi driver just goes, well, actually, it's the seagrass.
All right, thanks, Brent.
Yeah.
Why was Brent?
He was kind of mad though because there were a few other comparisons in there that might have offended him.
What?
Like that it smelled like Bigfoot's dick.
Yeah, he kept saying
that. Why was Bigfoot driving your cab?
He said that the beach smelled like Bigfoot's dick and the inside of a cast. And the gentleman did not like that, so he defended his city. That's you should have if you're a taxi driver.
I had the Bigfoot dick button and I don't know where it went.
You have a Bigfoot dick?
No, it smells like Bigfoot's dick. Well, that's from Anchorman.
Yeah, it's from
Anchorman.
Yeah.
I had it and I can't find it. Sorry. Continue.
I love that saxophone guy. I love that saxophone guy.
Just push all of your buttons until you find it.
Not
like, saxophone.
Trust the W.
Maybe my favorite thing, though, was that anytime Marie saw someone in a superhero.
That's a W.
No, that's awful.
No, it's John. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Every time Marie saw someone in a superhero shirt, she'd be like, oh, my God, it's Superman. But really loud and obnoxiously.
No, but I also would every time.
She would proceed to walk up to them and shake their hand and say,
oh, no.
So, Marie kept walking and hitting on a bunch of people. There was a security guard leaning over, just looking at inside of what place was
it?
Oh,
yeah. When we were trying to finish our Fat Tuesday Slurpees and getting into Sloppy Joe's because they wouldn't let us in with them.
We just wanted to eat dinner at that point.
Just wanted to eat at Sloppy Joe's. We're like, we'll buy more drinks. But anyway, so we had to stand outside and chug and get a brain freeze. So, but Sloppy Joe's has open like cowboy western doors. So, and there's like a security guard standing at every single doorpost of every window watching what's going on inside. So I walk up to one of the security guards and just like lean on his window with him. And I'll be like, so what's up? And he's like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, all right, so which one of these guys in here are the troublemakers? And he goes, oh, I'm not at liberty to say that, ma'am. He's like, but which ones do you think are the troublemakers? I'm like, oh, okay. And so I start like, that old guy. He's like, no, no, no. They're just going home pretty soon. Try again. And so I'm just playing.
Trying to get people in trouble?
No, I was like, who are the troublemakers? Who are you kidding?
Yeah, that guy. He tried to finger me in the bathroom.
Awesome. But
What?
So in the meantime, while I'm playing this game of his, he's like touching my lower back like three times.
Your lower black?
Your lower black.
Lower African American.
I knew you had a big fat dick.
I know. No, but he was totally just feeling shit up and Royce was right there.
I didn't give a flying fuck.
Of course right. You don't. You're married now.
So what?
Jealousy is for a young man.
Yeah, jealousy is for people.
That's
like,
a young man's game.
Yeah, doesn't work. You're too old. You're like, I don't care.
Who cares?
Oh, it was so much fun. Key West is so much fun.
Key West is the best. You like this so much, why don't you move there?
I would.
We came up with a plan to start our own B&B with suspicious turtle paintings.
It's going to be good.
Someday.
I'm assuming you have a name for it.
The Shady Shell.
Boom. Boom. Put it on the board. Hashtag Shady Shell. Hashtag future plans.
We just have to put in some really old shit and say somebody died on it.
We're going to buy a house. Sean's going to sit. He's going to pretend that he does basket weaving, but really it's a cover to sell pot. And Marie, what is it you're doing in the house? What is your job in the house?
I don't know. Bartender?
Bartender?
Sounds about right.
You'd be the worst bartender in the world.
He said she only wanted to give massage to rich people. It was like a very specific masseuse.
Rich, hot people.
She's a really specific masseuse.
I don't want to massage gross people.
Ew, they're so fat.
And if I say I'm a luxury masseur to the stars, I'll get paid more.
Ooh, yeah. Maybe you give a massage to Robert the Doll.
No! I hate him.
Can you just say that and then that's how like you get, you know, the good gigs? Because how would anybody know that you're a good masseur?
One famous person to massage.
Okay.
And I'll find that one person. Someday.
Roseanne.
Get referred. Maybe Phil Lord will let me become his masseuse.
I'm trying to think of like other mundane jobs that you can say for the stars and they would actually pay good money for. Like family
like
portrait picture taker for the stars. Or, yeah, pet walker for the stars.
Fluffer of the stars.
Well, not so much.
Mouth fluffer.
By the way, that's not a real thing, right? That's never been a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Fluffers are not a real thing.
Yeah,
well, we're gonna do
any porn star right we've ever had an interview with, they've always said no. The guy gets hard on his own.
Whose dicks have I been sucking?
I think you just got conned, buddy.
Aw.
con. Nobody asked me to do it.
I think you might be confused. I think you're just a gay person.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would explain a lot.
Yeah.
That can't be it.
Yeah.
That would explain so much.
No, I don't think that's it.
Well, I think that was pretty much it outside of just eating delicious amounts of seafood and going to a hot sauce bar and trying hot sauces. I don't think we did anything else.
We drank a lot.
We drank a lot.
We drank a ton.
Sorry, I'm looking at white ass Brett's. Somebody, a black guy must have lost his turtle because he put. Can anybody else read that? I can only read part of it.
Missing turtle.
It's a flyer that somebody posted on the side of a door or whatever. It has a picture of a turtle. It says missing tortoise. And I can barely make out half it because my eyes are bad. But
it says, he be my nigga, pulling all the bitches at Petco. He was chilling like a villain and someone grabbed the nigga. I'm motherfucking pissed. When I find you, I will poke you in your eye and burn down your house. Also, fuck your bitch and steal your lettuce.
Last bullet point. Please give them back. I'm a cry. I like that those were all bullet points.
Yeah.
I like that sometimes he was speaking as the tortoise and sometimes as himself.
He really was going in and out of tenses, wasn't he? Someone's got to work on his grammar.
It's funny.
So, Dutch, how was your weekend?
Well, should I save it till after break? The guy, I had a mini panic attack at work the other day because I thought the place was going to get shot up. I could tell right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so I'm outside, you know, smoking a cigarette, and I was on the phone with, you know, a customer and doing whatever I was doing outside. And I look, and the way our parking lot is set up, like, we just moved to a new building. But the whole, like, juncture is, like, connected to some other buildings. Like, there's, like, a laundromat here. There's a manufacturer excess retail place right next to us over here. You know what I mean? Like, and then there's us, which, you know, And then there's Maud. And it basically, it's one of those things where a lot of people drive in and out. You know, there's an auto parts store, you know, adjacent to us as well. So it's not unusual for, like, you know, random people to come in and out of our particular parking lot. Well, this one guy in this want to say a Zuzu, but I don't think so. Like, it's like the newest model of a SUV that looks like an Isuzu, if that makes any sense to you. Kind of like a Kia. Either way,
it's the '90s.
It's a brandy new kind of like ghetto looking.
Did you say brandy new?
Brandy new ghetto looking. Type of an SUV. This guy in his 40s gets out with dark glasses and a hoodie on. Mind you, it's like 85, 90 degrees outside. He gets out. I'm outside. He's about 50 to 75 feet away from me. He kneels down next to a light post that's like in the center of our parking lot. Stares directly at the front two doors of my building's my business's building, you know, doors. And proceeds to rapid smoke three cigarettes in a row. Just staring. Not breaking his gaze. Weird. Just staring directly at the thing. And so through my head, I'm going, oh my God, we're going to get shot up. This is a guy who must have used to work for us years ago, who was pissed off for whatever reason. He proceeds to then, after smoking three of them in a row, like, it was literally every inhale he was taking a puff and every exhale he was at, you know what I mean? Like, he stands up after he's done with all of them, calmly takes his jacket off, folds it neatly, puts it in the back of his car, goes around to the front of his car, starts pulling away. I kind of like lean over him like, maybe I should get this guy's license plate. I don't know if he's going to come back and shoot us up. I don't know what the hell's going. He stops, looks at me in the rear view mirror, flips me off, and then drives away.
Maybe he just didn't like you, bro.
Isn't that weird?
Maybe you were stressing him the fuck out.
Well, the thing is, like, I hadn't really... I noticed he was there when... And he was kneeling and smoking or whatever when I was outside on the phone. And then, you know, it was like a five-minute phone call. And then I realized he was still there. It wasn't like I was staring at him the whole time. And then I started looking. And I knew he knew I was looking at him. But he didn't turn his eyes away. Like, dude, that's...
Maybe he was about to dig for buried treasure, but he knew you were looking and he didn't want you to know where the buried treasure was, and so he had to leave.
It's possible, but dude, all I was thinking was like Fort Hood shooting and all that kind of shit. Like, it was...
When was there a shooting at Fort Hood?
Only twice in the last 3 years.
Oh.
Prove it.
Psyops, bro.
That's a lot of things for me to have to go through.
It was a psyop.
It was not. But dude, isn't that creepy?
False flag attack, Sean, are you saying?
Yeah, it was a false flag attack.
False flag attack?
Like 9/11.
Maybe, were there any women there? Could it be like the ex-boyfriend of someone being creepy? Or?
No, because the only two girls we have working in the shop, one of them is my sister's, and it was definitely not this guy, and it was definitely not Rosanna because she's not good looking.
Maybe he was gay. Maybe he had a boyfriend.
Is it your hot sister?
No, it was one of my adopted sisters, which she's the... Which, by the way, I am freaking out because my my sister Michelle is Brazilian, and she was married at the time to a guy who's German, and they have the best looking kids ever, and they're gonna be the hottest things in the world, and my nieces are just I don't like the fact that they're gonna be as good looking as they are because they are just going to get hit on by every random fudge packer out there.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Dutch, your sister loves Douche Charming's...
Which one? The hot one?
The photograph.
Which sister?
The hot one?
Laura?
No, that's not...
Oh, Laura? Yeah.
Your sister Laura just said, this is seriously my new favorite photo of you.
That's
Hashtag Douche Charming. Prince of the Dutch.
She's pretty. What are you talking about?
That's Laura. She looks like
she'd be fun to hang out with.
Well, Laura's different. I'm talking about... No. Yeah, my sisters are good looking, but they're sluts and I don't really care.
That's awesome. Hold on. Good looking and sluts?
So they're so
hoary. Oh, my sisters are the biggest. You guys think I'm loose. Oh, my God.
What's up?
So which one's single?
Which one's single?
All of them. Well, actually, no. Renee just got engaged. Laura's definitely single. So that one. So
hot.
No, oh.
Now, where does Laura?
What about
Denver?
What about
the other
one? And can we?
I saw one the other day, Dutch, and she's
add
hot.
Laura, add as friend.
No. Forever. Royce, no. I forbid it. No.
So I already said the forever.
No, not you.
I just
you. You're not. No, oh, neither of you two creeps.
And send friend request.
Well, here's the thing. What? Sean, here's the thing. Sean, no chance at all because she's going to write you off with one look at your ugly face. With Marie and Royce as a tag team, you're going to. No, I don't like this.
I'm going to what? I want to know.
You're going to bewitch her and you're going to corrupt my little sister who's already a whore.
I just want
to. I don't want her to get double dutched.
More like radio, less like crap.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Chronic burping leaves Venice Man confounded and embarrassed.
Hello, my name is Ron Johnson. I'm 58 years old. I live in Venice, Florida, and today's date is May 19th, 2014. Hadn't been able to get a job.
I wonder why.
2012.
Life be a catcher.
He wasn't able to get a job since
2012. Can I help you? What do you mean I can't work here? What's the problem?
Do you like fries with it?
I have actually registered with the state. I have a severe problem with, and I'd really love to be your janitor during the day if I can get the job.
Now, kids, the significance of the War of 1812 was that
Welcome to Outback. Some of our specials include...
Please welcome your next comic, Ron Johnson. Hey, I just flew out here, and boy, are my...
He's hoping someone will see this video and be inspired to help John.
Somebody will be inspired to help. Somebody, wait, somebody will watch the video and go, wait a minute, this fella can't stop burping. God bless you, sir. I'm going to donate some money. God bless you, sir. I'm going to donate some money, and we're going to... God bless you, sir. We're going to donate some money, and we're going to do our very best to get you in front of the best doctors that there are, because... God bless you, sir. We're going to put you in front of the best GI doctors that there are, because there's nothing that can help a person like... Sir? Oh, God bless you out of both ends.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Hey, you feel classy on Monday nights?
Welcome to the slip party.
Yes!
Well, okay, maybe not. Listen to Marianne.
Oh my god, I would take the shits over throwing up anytime.
And Kitty.
Yeah, and you know what I like doing is sucking the cream out.
Wait, what the hell is this show about?
That's a bad vagina.
And I'm supposed to listen to this train wreck. Why?
Their show is so funny. Oh my god.
Well, if you say so, Kitty. So, when am I supposed to tune in?
How about, like, a Monday night at 9?
Okay, sounds good. Anything else I should know?
Better out through the mouth than the butt, right?
I think I'd rather have it out through the butt.
God, they don't pay me enough to do this goddamn shit.
Daytime Divas, Monday, 9 to 11 Eastern, only on More Like Radio.
Penis, 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 penis. Penis.
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a side project of Talk Radio Meltdown, featuring me, Jack Gill, and Nicole Mossy.
Oh my god!
It's an hour of covering topics that we didn't get to during the most recent episode of Talk Radio Meltdown, but with a more focused approach. Or, at least, that's what we're trying to do. You can hear Chatty Wampus live on morelikeradio.com every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Podcasts of the show will be available at talkradiomeltdown.com. If you've already subscribed to Talk Radio Meltdown on iTunes, the new episodes of Chatty Wampus will be posted right there, so you won't need to subscribe to a new feed. Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
morelikeradio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Bless Sunny Show!
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the brand.
Mark Out Radio.
Mark Out Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's All About Me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Daddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
More Life Radio!
What
kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are staged people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Fail FM. Only on Morning Stew Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Yeah! All right, man. I think that's Carl. He's bringing some party supplies for the festival.
Hey, cool. Energy.
What's that?
It's an energy thing.
Oh, that's more energy. It's a total energy thing.
Yeah, it's an energy thing.
What's up, Duke?
Good, you smell.
Thank you.
Hey, man, where's your ex-girlfriend? Molly?
What? No, I don't know Molly.
I think he's talking about Molly, the drug. It's like ecstasy, but...
Yeah.
It's like different somehow, no one knows?
No, I think I know Blake a little bit better than you, Adam, and I think he's talking about a chick named Molly,
right?
Oh, no,
I'm talking about the drug. I want drugs, give them to me. That's what you're here for, bud.
Yeah, of course, I have that, Molly. Right here, man.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so you're going to a rave, huh?
Oh, you cannot join us, though.
All right, look, if you want the Molly, okay, then you need to chant the raver's prayer with me. Okay, ready? And here we go. We are one massive tribal village. Say it with me. That transcends man-made law.
Dude, can I just get the stuff? I'll give you this popsicle, man. Your dead eye's been looking at me the whole time.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good deal. Yeah. There you go.
Cool.
You
and
there you go.
Come on. La 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 la. There you go, you dirty bitch.
We're back. Second hour of Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780 if you want to get in touch with us or listen to us live on morelikeradio.com/live to join in on the chat room and all kinds of fun things like that.
Yay.
Yay.
So I haven't watched any of Workaholics this season. Is it any good?
I don't think we've watched any of it either.
I don't know if I have. I've.
Well, Royce made the rejoiner, so.
Oh, if that's from this season, then yes, it's good. I don't know what seasons are of anything because I have no control over my TV and I don't play things real time. I marathon things way after the fact.
Yeah,
so
that always is the better way to go.
I don't know how to work the XBMC program, and so Royce has been in control of the TV for over a year, and I am totally clueless.
He'll like put it in your phone. Put something on his phone, but then he'll like walk away. And then it'll end, and then me and Marie will just sit on the couch like, oh.
You just have to yell.
No, what do we do now? Or he'll, like, leave. Like, he'll go to the store or something, and I guess we're just not going to.
It's on the tablet. You just pick up the tablet, and the remote control's on the tablet right there on the table.
I was not given that instruction.
Or you can download an app on your phone.
Well, yeah, that's what Royce has on his phone, but he downloaded the app for the tablet that sits on the counter.
Stop
right
saying the word tablet.
But I'm saying that Marie can also have that app on her phone.
Right, but it's on the tablet.
And I did also figure out
that it's on the tablet. Maybe somebody will pick the tablet off of the table and use the tablet to change the
tent. Then how? Hold on. Then how are you guys watching? Are you guys watching any of the World Cup? Sean, I know you're a big soccer fan.
Yes, I've watched most of the game.
Now, are you watching it on a tablet?
I saw it on at every bar in Key West.
Now, what is the World Cup?
It's a, it's a tournament that happens every 4 years, and they play soccer.
Like Vidic?
Like the new president.
Right.
It's I like the fact that Sean, I know Sean's a true like soccer fan because he really is. He watches the stuff like when it does, it's not important. So you're not one of those hipster douchebags that all of a sudden is like, I've been watching soccer for, they don't say soccer. I've been watching actual football.
I watch football.
Yeah.
Yeah, like everyone I work with, basically.
I did watch that game yesterday, though, with America. That was actually kind of exciting. And I tweeted that and I was quickly shot down by the listeners going, you know, it's not cool you watch that, shut up, you know. I was like, okay, sorry, Jesus.
Yeah, they are all very angry about
it's like the Olympics.
People get
like,
mad about soccer. I don't get why.
It's a too slow movement of a sport for me, but I will watch the World Cup because I do like the whole angle of countries against each other and the best of that country playing.
Did you watch the Netherlands game, Dutch?
Dude, I heard they crushed the guys who were the champions,
Spain.
Right?
Spain. They beat Spain 5-1.
Yeah, they crushed them from what I hear. And it's like it was complete embarrassment and everything.
And it was so fun to watch. I watched the entire game.
Yeah, I missed it, but I heard about it afterwards. Yeah.
So much.
I don't get how soccer's slow, though. Baseball is a slow sport.
Yeah.
And it never
ends. Shut your mouth right now.
Even football can be slow because they're constantly having to stop. But soccer never stops moving. Like, they're constantly moving.
It's
two
45-minute halves, and they constantly, there is no stop.
They're constantly
moving. Yeah, they're constantly moving, kicking the ball back and forth, back and forth. Here's the thing. For people who don't know, I understand that people who have grown up with it, it's like with you. You don't understand baseball. I grew up with baseball, so I know.
It's just boring.
I understand. I grew up with
baseball. I like playing baseball, but watching it, it's just.
No, I'm a huge baseball fan.
4 hours of sitting in the sun getting hammered for no reason.
I'm not going to sit here and defend baseball, but, like, I don't know. I just, I've always followed the Phillies, so I've always been a big fan of it. When you know, like, someone's ahead of the you know, pitch count and, he's going to start throwing this kind of a pitch or whatever. That's the kind of stuff that makes it interesting for people who are just, you know, knowing pitches. Right. That's what keeps it going because you're having a pitch going on every, 60 seconds.
And I can see the entertainment value in baseball, but you can't say it's not a slow sport.
Oh, it's very slow. But the thing is, with soccer, it's, you're running back and forth, and they're kicking. And I can see why everybody gets so excited for when they actually finally score because it takes so long. But you know, I don't know. Like, hockey is the same way in the fact that there's constant movement, but it's such a shorter court, and they're smashing into each other and whatnot. Here's what kills me, and I noticed it, and I think I tweeted this too over the weekend. It's the flopping that really
the wieners.
No.
Yes.
All the floppy wieners.
Back to the wing. Back to the center. Center holds it. Half back. Pass to center. Back to wing. Back to center. Center holds it. Holds it. Holds it.
And the Simpsons explain why soccer sucks.
Here's what's actually interesting, and I started taking notice. Sean, you might have taken notice of this as well because I'm sure you've watched the majority of these games. The freer language that the British play-by-play announcers have, and their ability to, and I started to like at one point, and actually I wrote this down because it made me laugh so hard during the Japan and whatever team was playing game was. Japan was like coming in like towards the end and it was like, and the guy literally screamed at the phrase, and the Japanese are going in for the kamikaze attack. He literally said that. I'm like, you could not get away with that if you were a regular broadcaster in America.
He's charming.
I love
Marie, why are you hitting on Dutch's sister on her wall on Facebook? I'm just curious.
Are you doing that?
I'm doing nothing.
Dutch, you might want to check it out.
Nothing.
You might want to check it out.
She's a big girl. She can handle herself. I'm not worried about Laura.
I'm doing nothing but speaking pleasantries, all right?
You're such a liar.
For the record, Dutch, that was not the one that I was interested in, by the way. That was not the one.
Which was the one?
It was, which one was it I said? It was Catherine was the one. Catherine was the one.
Catherine is,
yeah.
She's 17, you fuck.
Yes!
You creepy son of a bitch.
You fuck. What's wrong with you, man?
That was the one.
You're a weirdo.
Can we get back to soccer and the thing that these guys say?
I want to get drunk with Laura, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Laura's actually, Laura is a gay boy trapped in a woman's body.
That's what I am.
She's like the most flamboyant, outspoken, crazy little chick I've ever met in my entire life. She's
you really
fun.
Should tell her not to just accept friend requests from anyone, though.
Yeah, she's Sean's friend now. That's not good.
It's not good for anyone.
Are you guys jelly?
What?
Shut up.
I already said I wasn't interested in Laura. Stop it. Why are you guys ostrich-sizing me?
Oh, that's right.
You look like a little ostrich in your
shopping
Florida
cart?
Arrest photo.
All of his photos. If I had to compare him to any animal, it would definitely be an ostrich.
Because he had the little fuzz on his head.
It's all neck. His chest is the same width as his neck.
Always sticking his head underground.
Right.
Mm-hmm. His fluffy butt.
Lays big eggs. When he makes great burgers.
I do make great burgers.
No, I mean, you would actually make a burger.
Oh, I would make a great burger.
Oh, Mitch is being nice to everyone's being nice.
Another thing that I heard him say in that same game was the Japanese are summoning their inner samurai. Yeah, that's what I wrote down.
And you're summoning your inner whiskey, huh?
No, I can't read my own handwriting because I have the handwriting of a third grader.
Hot.
Because, yeah, after a while, I was like, these guys are saying ridiculous. At one point, the one guy said, like, it was after, I think, the American game, where the British guy said, all 23 players came into this goddamn game as a team. I'm like, you can just say goddamn, I guess. Okay, whatever. He, at one point during the game, when it was slow, pointed out that the stadium name was the Stadium of the Jews. And he started going on this weird story about how it's named after the Jews. Don't say it, Royce. Royce. Apparently my call's on hold again because Marie is the biggest fucking idiot there is alive. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang up on her and I'm going to call them back and join the call. You fuck. What? Why? Why
man,
do you do this
wrong
to us?
With you?
Is this a?
I got your note right here in my own hand.
If I continue talking, is this even a real person on the other end?
I mean, it's a person.
It's like a soundboard, I think.
Oh,
it doesn't sound real.
It's a soundboard, probably.
Sir, Mister.
Yeah, they hung up. They knew.
They got caught.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Well,
I think we should dial them back. I think 718-343-5268. We should give them a call back. You should dial that number.
Dutch, you said it on air. You don't be stupid. I posted it in the chat for you.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with you?
You moron.
You know, you can say it on air.
No, in the More Like Radio chat.
Yeah, that's
cool. Oh, there you go. But why are you always guess? Why don't you have your own goddamn screen name already?
Bro, because I'm an enigma wrapped in a fucking mystery.
You're a know what?
I'm an enigma.
Wait.
Wrapped in a mystery.
Wait. His name is Edward
Robert Paulson.
I'm just more pissed off that Marie keeps hanging up on everybody.
They don't even look like they're on hold at this point.
No, they don't.
I had to hang up and join the call. Yeah, they're all on hold because I had to hang up and join the call.
Okay. I don't know.
They're
I'm
waiting
seriously,
on you.
There's only one
hey,
button,
guys.
And you push it, and it says "Add to Conference Call Group," and I do that.
There's no shit.
There's no scroll down anymore.
No, it's just it's a button that says
it's a new
"Add
update.
To." So it's something that's up because I know what I'm doing. It's one button. I get it.
There's only one.
I believe you.
So what I missed, guys?
You missed a person having their number given out.
Oh.
Are you gonna call them back or?
I doubt it.
Okay.
For what?
I don't get it. I don't get what the point was. I guess it was funny
there
when the turkey.
New York.
Ah.
Floral Park, NY.
Mm. Oh.
I will find out who you are right this second. I will pay the $3, buddy.
That's all it takes, by the way, to find out.
Yeah.
Reverse phone lookup.
Floral Park. That was Hef. And it's the only person I can think of in Floral Park.
Who?
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Anyway.
We used to have a tech back in the day. His name was Hef.
Three Horns. Yes. Call in. Yes. Three Horns wants to call in. 954-573-2780.
I miss that guy.
No, he's fucking like, I think he's 18 now.
Yeah,
how old
he's
is
legal
he
now?
He was 14 when he started listening.
Yeah, he's been around for a long time.
And he is cute. I would blow him.
Stop it.
Yeah, it really is.
All right. I'm going to place ad to group. Someone message me if you're on hold.
We're on hold, you shithead. You fucking asshole. Jesus.
God, has it been that long?
Yeah. So as like one of your longest listeners, I guess.
You've been around for a while, buddy.
I mean, I still got your little advertisement card thing that you guys sent me with my copy of For the Bitch.
Nice.
Oh. That's a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Wow. Oh, nice. That's when Mitch was still like that sending cell phones to his fake girlfriend.
It's funny that you mention it. It's funny that you mention it because we did stop by Royce's old house and his old room on the way down, and I found another couple copies of For the Bitch and Pandemic, and I wanted to bring them to the live event.
They're here. They're in the thing over there.
By the way, I'm still waiting on my copy of a DJ Hero.
Oh, what? Yeah, well,
hold on. What was the contest we were doing, Three Horns, that you were supposed to get that for?
Oh, it was like, I think it was your like Google question answer type dealio.
Do we still have things around in the house?
I'm trying to remember. What was that game? I forgot.
For like Radio Live event in August.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, dude. Holy shit. Like, that was so long ago. I forgot about that game. Holy cow. Wow. DJ Hero.
And now he doesn't have to ask his mommy to come up to the live event.
How many more upgrades of that game have there been since?
Probably four.
They discontinued it. That's how long it's been.
Ooh.
We're doing it.
So Three Horns, dude, how have you been, buddy?
Pretty good. I'm about to go to college, so that's...
Where are you going?
ECU, East Carolina.
Oh, okay. I know where that is.
You're all grown up now.
No. It feels like I'm allowing like a young Jedi to be like sprung out in the world.
Yeah, he's not a youngling anymore.
Yes. So
you guys, I just had to say that I love you guys. I would love to come visit you guys sometime because that'd be awesome. I've been talking to you guys for 6 years.
About that long, yeah.
Just about.
Well, dude, okay.
He's 18 now. Send him a tit pic to thank him.
Yes.
Oh, we can leave this quit.
D, help a brother out.
Get D on Facebook. You're going to get some boobs.
You got to send some boob shots to our buddy Three Horns.
Okay, women.
Wait, you guys made promises before I was even on the show. Now I got to pay for them with my titties?
Yes, you do.
Okay, fair enough.
No argument with that.
Three Horns, I mean, we haven't seen you in the chat room in a long time, buddy. Like, do you still keep up with the show? Do you still listen to it on your phone and things like that?
Yeah, I listen and stuff, but I mean, I went to a Christian high school.
Oh no.
So I mean, like every day it was like cult shoved down your throat.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't have energy.
Dude, yeah, you know that me and Royce have, we both went to Christian schools too, so.
Royce and I.
We feel your pain.
Royce and were.
You're the biggest offender when it comes to the me and I thing, so shut your face, Royce.
Am I? I don't believe I am.
Yes, you are.
Will I am.
Whatever happened to the Black Eyed Peas?
I don't know.
Will I am went solo.
Yeah, he's a pretty good DJ.
DJ Hero.
DJ Will Smith.
Yeah, though. Yeah, DJ Hero, the one thing he doesn't have. I remember that too. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember it too.
Checking my mail every day.
Like 6 years. Wow. Yeah, that was back when we had shit to give away. We were playing a lot more games. Now we're just jaded and we hate the listeners and everything. But we still love you.
And we're like, the mail system. I don't even know how that works anymore.
I know how it works.
Yeah, dude, since you've been away, we've gotten a whole crop of new fans who are just not nice to us.
Yeah, I heard with your, like, no one calls in, and if they do, it's, like, bullshit prank call.
I know, dude. I mean, remember, like, when we used to have good listeners? And I blame Royce on this one. Royce and Mersh and Sean and Marie.
Whoa!
And Mitch.
Whoa!
You guys are always mean to callers.
We should mostly blame Mersh.
Yeah, there you go.
I also agree. We should mostly blame Mersh.
I think, okay. Yeah. He breeded some kind of a culture of people who refused to call in. But, yeah, no, back in the day when we actually had people who liked us and wanted to call in, Three Horns was a regular.
I did discover that Will I Am has really obnoxious hair now.
Really?
As opposed to when he had not obnoxious hair?
Not as fair obnoxious.
Oh.
Look at it.
Whoa.
It's got a little cut out of the middle or out of the side.
So, Three Horns, what are you going to be studying in college? What's your
yes, good question.
Major?
Damn titties, right?
Damn titties.
Titty.
I love big
titties. Well, because of my family background, like my immediate family's all in like medicine and shit, and then all of my like extended family's all in engineering.
Are you Jewish?
Robot doctor?
I'm biomedical engineering, girl.
What? Biomedical engineering.
Wow, you're not even joking either.
So what
I was
is that?
Kidding, Jesus.
So what? Prosthetics and stuff, or?
Yeah, prosthetics.
Oh okay.
My God.
Jesus, we're not supposed to have smart listeners. This guy's a genius.
Skynet. He's the fucking.
He's fucking Skynet.
Oh my God, we're fucked.
Oh wait, so Three Horns, you're intelligent because I mean, engineers on one side and medical field on the other. That's I mean, there's probably some smart people.
Either Skynet or RoboCop.
Do not do that. Do not let it
or the fugitive.
I know the fugitive. Hey, I mean, it was
all I'm saying is if you get a homeless person to sign a contract, waving away all their rights, you can do whatever you want to them.
He's right.
Here's that, Sean. Sign a contract.
You got a contract? You can do whatever.
Sean has several contracts.
Wait. Sean loves signing contracts.
He's also been severally times being homeless.
This is true.
Well, good luck. I assume you're going to be drunk through your whole, you know, lower level classes, but you'll start paying attention when it gets important.
And come back in the chat room, buddy, during Hippo Juices and DNR. We miss you.
Yeah, I'd love to, like, call in more, too, because you guys, like, need it.
Well, you're right, you're right.
You can't argue it because it's true.
Three Horns, bro, wrap it up, bro. You don't want to be canceling abortion checks, so just wrap it up, bro.
Oh dude, yeah, definitely.
Careful.
Oh yeah, have you finally gotten fucked?
He's 18, bro. Well,
that was like freshman year, yo.
Oh, okay.
Yo.
Did we have this conversation with you before? I don't remember.
Yeah, you have.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah, now I remember. Yeah. You're talking about you losing your V card.
Typical questions.
Dutch doesn't care about you. It's okay.
I do.
Your hands a lot. Were there hands involved? There was hands.
Shut up.
Someone had hands.
He had really big hands.
Hands.
Hey, guess who has a bag of your botches? Right here.
I don't botch.
Me neither.
What did Royce have to say about that baloney nipple again?
Shut up, Dan.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fucking mind your P's and Q's.
That was actually the first episode that I ever listened to.
Oh, nipples one?
That's saying she can't have bologna-sized nipples because you almost see anything else in those nipples.
You're a bumbling...
Fucking dick.
Gangbusters.
So are you going to be staying in some dorms? Is that how it's...
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
He's going to be popping someone to a pussy.
Hey, is it a Christian college?
No, it's ECU. It's like it was the number one party school, but like West Virginia took that back for whatever reason.
ECU was number one. For some reason, I feel like when I hear those letters, I feel like it's a Christian college, but never mind.
You're thinking of TCU, Texas Christian.
Oh, that's probably what it is. Okay, never mind.
East Carolina.
Usually when there's a C in there. It's
What's
usually...
that? That's, what, Wilmington or some shit out there? Towards that way? East Carolina? I don't remember.
Does it matter?
Are
you fucking visiting him?
Doesn't matter where it is.
You never know.
We plan on doing local traffic breaks there from here on out.
How's the weather? Carolina.
He is way too old.
East Carolina.
We all know Three Horns is too old for me now.
Now make sure you take your shirt off and spin around your head like a helicopter.
I'm not wearing a shirt.
Because I heard that's what they do there.
Are you planning on joining a frat?
No, mainly because I don't want stuff shoved up my ass.
That's
why not?
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure they're not allowed to do that anymore.
No, you think that, but there's still stuff going up butts.
Wait, but how come they didn't let me in?
No, they let you in, all right.
Well, I mean, they put all those things.
Sean let them in.
Right.
Mitch gets it.
Yeah, but there's a difference between mascot and actual member, you know?
Oh.
I mean, you're just a poster child. You're like, hey, look at all the fun stuff he gets to do.
So I don't know how to give advice to a boy in college.
18 is a man.
I know, like, girls, you're like, you know, don't let your
man pop.
Like, don't let sleepwear in a party, always be watching it because just roofies fall in it somehow.
I could give advice to an 18-year-old going there. Again. Here's what you do. What Marie said... The guy, you want to be the guy putting those roofies in the drink.
And here's another quick tip. What I found out was...
JK, don't.
The friends you make the first 2 months you're there are not the friends that you're going to have. They're going to be the people that you make fun of about 6 months later, just so you know.
And if you find someone named Van Rockstar, never talk to him.
Don't ever talk to them because they're a douche.
Are you going to that school with, like, other friends you know that are also going there, or are you just, like, you know no one there?
Well, a lot of people that I know are going there, but I'm hoping to never talk to them.
I like that. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, dude, going to a college where you have absolutely no connections is usually the best way to go. At least that's what it was for me, because you can just start over, because generally in high school you make an ass of yourself. So,
do you know how to play Dave Matthews Band songs on a guitar?
But I do know how to play songs on my phone.
There you go. Oh,
by the way, my sister Katie just texted me. She said, "Laura and I are listening to your show. You're a weirdo."
Nice.
What? Why? What?
I'm not lying.
You're a weirdo, Dutch?
Apparently, I'm the weirdo because I have asshole friends that just all decide to friend my sisters all at one time.
Wait, who's listening?
Katie, my younger sister, the underage one.
And the hot one.
And Laura, the overage one.
Hi, Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Thanks for being our friend. Hi.
Katie, we need to friend you.
Yeah. Well, no.
No, stay far away.
She turns 18.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Just
too young to be.
Three horns, you might be able to be cool with my younger sister, but I'm not cool with you being cool with her.
Also, Dutch, I'm going to say code language. Laura, ASL winky face.
I don't like that.
No, you don't know what it means.
Yes,
bro.
I do.
It's hidden.
Shut up.
It's a lost language of AOL.
Stay away from younger sisters.
I just want to go dancing at the gay bar with Laura.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no. You, fine. Royce and Marie, no.
Why?
Because you guys are horrible. Look what you did to D.
What did you do
to this poor, innocent,
look at me. I'm so innocent,
goofy, nippled mother? You made her a horrible person. Along with her horrible nipples.
What?
My horrible nipples?
First of all,
my nipples are delightful.
They're not.
Second of all, she is a lovely person, but she was as debaucherous as we were when we met her.
I don't know. Kay just texted me. She says, I'm 18. So.
Oh, yay!
Oh, yes!
Oh,
no!
No!
Friend request sent.
No!
There is.
Friend
no!
Sent.
Katie, I really wouldn't.
Oh, by the way, she wants.
Katie's going to give you a suggestion. You're going to want to take it.
Guess who has a new friend, Dutch?
Guess what? Katie texted me age, sex, location.
31.
Oh, my sisters are very funny. My sister's cool, by the way.
Your sister accepted my friend request.
Of course she did. Yeah, my sisters are very, very funny.
Awesome.
I mean, they're as flaky in relationships as me. I'm sorry, three words. Go ahead.
So
talking about getting girls' numbers just makes me think of that sailor chick that you guys used to have on.
Oh, that's right.
Sailor Moon?
No.
You guys had Sailor Moon?
We actually used to have female fans at one point.
Sailor Mars?
And
Jupiter.
You know what, Three Horns, that reminds me. The next time we do a best of when we're on vacation, I'm going to replay that sailor bit. That was when she like had the phone on while she was fucking a guy who wasn't her boyfriend.
Yep, it was.
And then, she was talking about it in the bathroom, and her boyfriend heard it because her computer was open.
That's right. Yeah, because she fucked the guy and then drove back home, but then the replay was on. Oh my god, that's right. Oh god, we need to replay that immediately. One of these days. Was that? Hold on. Was that a DNR or was that a Hippo Juice thing? I think that's it was DNR.
One of those
DNR. DNR was DNR.
DNR.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, that was the early days of DNR.
Yeah, you guys tried to set up and break a lot of relationships at the beginning.
Since Catherine,
you were so
18,
good back then.
Since Catherine's 18, I want to talk to her like kids do. So I just put her. I asked her on her wall if she likes to party.
Oh Jesus!
I asked if she.
I just replied, "I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party?"
Yay!
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, Mr. Chris?
See, I also replied that.
By the way, okay, so Katie was like saying age, sex, location. Laura then texts me right after that saying, tell them no to Katie. I'm trying to keep her innocent, unlike me.
Oh, jeez. Hey, don't worry. There's enough loving to go around.
Oh, no.
There's enough loving to go around. Yeah, what do you think we do, Dutch? Hold on.
I am a perfect.
Laura and Katie, get in the chat room and talk in the chat room. You can be guest whatever. You can actually change your name. Just go to Moral. Hold on. Time out.
954-573-2780. I'd rather talk to them.
There you go.
I'm a perfect
gentleman. I'm going to throw my moves,
all
bro.
All I ever do on the internet is look at adorable pictures of cats. How am I going to ruin their innocence?
That's fraud. I'll buy you purses and cell phones.
You two are creepy swingers. That's why. No, I'm not having this. I'm not having this in my life.
They're not creepy. They're not creepy. But I told you that one had some spunk in it. I saw that.
Ew.
What?
Spunk? That spunk in it?
Yeah, I see these Van Wingerdens. They have spunk, all of them. I like their gumption.
You ready to party?
I don't. I'm a reputable person.
Corey, shut up. No one believes it in you.
I am
on the interwebs.
I am a gentleman.
On paper.
Speaking of which, Three Horns, am I friends with you on Facebook still? I think you were deleting people for a while there.
I don't think I deleted you guys because, you know, fucking besties right here.
Yeah, bro. WT fuck, bro.
I still have Ranger on my friend list. Like,
yeah, he does.
Ranger, that's right. Wow, dude, there's some... We've had a few people come and go in the last couple of years.
There's some history. Some stuff went down.
God damn it, we used to be so good.
What happened to us?
I don't know.
We're still good, guys. We're still good.
When?
Right now.
I think we just got jaded at this point. Like, we were so happy back in the day.
You got jaded.
You're
I did.
So jaded.
No.
So happy.
I'm the one that jaded you.
Right.
Is that the worst Aerosmith song out there? I think that's probably the worst Aerosmith song I've ever heard.
Pink. It's the Pink song.
Pink? Yeah.
Pink, it's your favorite color.
Because pink. My favorite color.
Hold on.
Harmonica! Harmonica!
Something's happening. I don't know what it is.
Oh, you have such a douchey picture of you on the beach.
Who, me or Three Horns?
Horns.
I was going to say, I'm not on the beach.
I'm sexy. Shut up.
I want to see
Horns. I'm sexy.
Nice,
shut up.
Modeling.
Oh, I see what it is.
Three Horns, I'm going to steal that from you. That's a great line. I'm sexy. Shut up. That's
God,
great.
You've attracted Three Horns? What the fuck?
Hold on.
You were a kid, and now you're this handsome fucking...
He's
hold
like
on. I forgot his actual name for me to search on his Facebook, but I don't want to give it out.
Send me a chat.
Give out my first name. I don't care about that.
All right, what's your first name?
Just Ricky.
Just, oh, Ricky.
That's whatever.
Right. I knew
you big dummy.
I remember you now. I'm sorry, buddy. It's been so long.
Everyone knows you by the handle. Just stay by that.
And please don't give out my phone number because this is my cell phone.
Of course
no, we
not.
Like you.
Of course not. We only do it to mean people.
Or Dutch.
Oh, wait. I think I found
him. Have you heard your fans? I mean,
ooh, he's cute.
I told you.
It's all that Christian school.
Oh, it's okay. Really?
Stop D.
Christian kids are the sexiest group out there. I'll tell you that
hey,
much.
Female Sean, you want to relax? Leave him alone.
She's
yeah, Dee's getting all creepy on Three Horns here.
I was stalking your brother.
Holy shit, Ricky, dude, you were an Aryan. You were what Hitler had in mind. Look you at you, you blonde-haired, blue-eyed fox.
Fox.
I'd hit that. Maybe.
And you say I'm the creepy one.
I'm just saying, like, he's a good-looking guy. And keep with the short hair. I remember you in the long hair days. You look a lot better with the short hair.
Oh, man, that was awesome. I loved it because I looked like a lion in the sunlight. Because, like, the sun would hit my hair, and it just sparkled golden.
So it was like a mane?
It was amazing.
But here's the thing. You're too skinny of a dude to pull that off. Believe me, I went through that phase as well. So here's another advice. Yeah, going into college, just keep the clean look up. I didn't do that, and I did not score well with the chicks in my first year in college.
Okay, fan rock star, relax.
Not my first year in college. I didn't. Second year, I was good. But the first year, not so much.
Three Horns, the best advice I can give you going into college is do not lock yourself down with anything for the entire time that you're there. Keep your fucking options open and keep a pack of
I've discovered that I'm a dirtbag because I'll go on a date with a chick or two and then I'll just never talk to them again because I get bored.
Look good. At him. You're doing it right.
We taught you well.
Dutch Jr.
Jesus.
Little Dutch over here. I love it.
Just keep these words of advice in your mind. If they fuck on the first date, they're whores. But try to fuck them on the first date anyway.
And remember, if she smokes, she pokes.
Mm-hmm.
In the butt.
That's the worst.
That's horrible advice.
It's good advice. Well,
it's not the advice so much as just the hacky phrase of it.
You say hacky, I say knowledgeable.
Oh, okay.
Ricky. Just experience. I mean, it's my experience.
Look at you. Yeah, you are a handsome. I kind of want to kiss you.
And I'm the weird.
It's legal now, so I mean.
Wanna? It's not a bad deal.
They're too. They're kidding. They're both. They wouldn't kiss each other. They're both too narcissistic.
Right.
No. Yeah.
They just watch each other jack off.
We would just out douche each other.
Oh yeah, Existence says I need to make a new Photoshop. The douche charming brothers.
All right, well, Three Horns. Hey, dude,
here I come.
Have you listened to the reading of the chick tracks since
Absolutely.
You went to Christian school?
Oh yeah, that? you got on top of that. You know what we're talking about, right?
Unfortunately,
did you have to read them yourself, like in school for real?
We actually had to like act them out.
No.
Oh, wow.
What? Wow. We didn't go that far in my school. Wow. You had a strict one, huh?
Yeah. I don't like to talk about it.
It's pretty awful.
Poor kids. I have to go shower now.
He's scarred.
He sounds like a fucking rape victim.
Einhorn was a man.
Finkel was Einhorn?
Einhorn is Finkel.
Finkel?
Apparently, my sister Katie liked your line, Sean, of if she smokes, she pokes, .. in the ass. Ha, ha, ha.
Don't be charmed by Sean, Katie. It's a trap.
It is a trap.
It's not a trap. Katie, you're way too old for him.
I am a perfect gentleman.
You're not!
Look at me.
You've canceled two abortion checks.
You're not a gentleman.
Two. One.
Two.
The other one, we talked about that the other time. That might be a thing, but we don't. Who cares?
It might be a thing, but who cares? What?
Never you mind.
Never mind.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I am a perfect gentleman.
Now, kind of.
Look at me.
Hey, Dutch, would it be cool next time we go to Colorado, we crash with your sisters?
I'm never allowing you two to come back to my state ever again.
You can't just patrol Colorado.
Yeah, you don't control the state.
They should come to the live event.
They should come to the live event.
They're not coming to New Jersey.
Why not?
Because they don't know anybody here.
They will now. Friends on Facebook, bro.
What if I guarantee they get laid?
Well, that happens every other night with those two whores.
Ouch.
But did they get New Jersey laid?
Good point. Yeah, New Jersey it has gotten me stair sex before, so.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's not what you think.
Why'd
it's
you have to have a disgusted sound there?
I
don't know. I just.
Outside stair sex is weird, Dutch.
Why
like
is
a
it weird?
Fire escape.
It was not weird. It was hot.
It was the the staircase going up to somebody's apartment building.
It's awesome.
Was it on the actual stairs?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Behind
on,
them?
On the stairs, stairs.
That's,
yeah.
Is this the example you want to set?
Oh, for- what? Okay. Yes.
Oh, my sisters have already been ruined. Like, there's nothing. I'm between. So, huh?
That's hook, not right. You're not being nice.
Hook it up.
They look like lovely ladies.
They yeah. look like it, but they are horrible
Dutch,
people.
Dutch, real quick, I'm going to talk in code. Are they DTF, bro, or what?
If
oh, you, by, you mean down to fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
DT fuck, but, bro? Okay.
DT fuck, bro.
Totally DT fuck.
Totally DT fuck.
Joel, if they're already DTF and you're already calling them horrible people, then what are we going to do to
yeah, how
them?
Can we?
You're going to bring them to the fifth element. I don't want that for them. I want them to stay on this side of the event horizon. I don't want them going into that deep of sexuality.
Movies.
You two are creeps. That's my thing. I don't want it.
Those two are creeps. I am a gentleman.
What?
Well, you're going to get what? Shut. Here's the thing. I'm not even worried about you because my two sisters.
Fighting that, but you're not a gentleman.
I am. Look at me.
Yeah, I am. That's what a I'm using to base gentleman. My opinion on. Purely on your looks and your actions and everything you've ever said, will, or have ever do.
I don't know what you could be referring
your
to.
Your life. Just your life.
What life?
Exactly.
Would you two boys stop arguing over Joel's little sisters?
No, I was gonna say yeah. You can't.
Yeah, you guys really need to stop arguing.
Stop judging me.
I'm the most charming and have the biggest breasts.
You cannot call dibs.
She does have.
I called dibs on Laura first.
Some big boobs. I can't argue. They already.
They already related on the fact that they're gay guys and girls' bodies. They already have things.
I have an update.
Okay, uh-oh. Update.
My sister Laura texted me. She said, if they can guarantee I'll get laid in New Jersey, I'm there as long as it's a freaky guy. And she said, a freak
define
in bed, I mean.
Freaky.
And define guy.
Oh, she just defined. She said,
yeah, does
a freak in bed,
have
I mean.
To be naturally attached to and the person, to, or can they just strap on. It on?
Laura, call in. Hey,
exactly.
Hold on, time out. Laura, call in. 954-573-2780. Someone
can we
put
play
that
dating
in the chat room
with Dutch's sister, and then we'll each try to hit on her and see who wins.
Like, with us,
I'll win.
Rape game.
Just
oh yeah, Sherry's really adorable. She out adorables me, and that's
but she's also a horrible person. I don't like this. I don't like any of this. What's going on right now?
Wait. When was I a horrible person?
Ever since you started shooting arrows at dolls at your boyfriend, that's the reason why.
What?
Yes, that happened.
Okay.
She tried to kill Mitch.
I believe it.
No, hold on.
Sherry's scary doesn't mean that she's
shut
horrible.
Up. I'm trying to get the number out. 954-573-2780. If you guys aren't in the chat room, you can't see the number. And if you're listening on the cell phone, that's the number.
Why don't you just play the little sound bit that got your number stuck in my head?
Oh, man. Remember
we had that? Although I got it.
You guys had a hacky song for your number?
Yeah, we did. Well, no, you guys did this before even I joined the show.
Listen, this is easily resolved.
Can you sing the number?
Three horns.
I don't remember how it goes anymore.
I don't know.
I was asking.
954-573-2780, and it just repeated like three times, and then smooth operator playing.
I forgot about the guy. That was when Ryan was producing the show.
I do remember that.
That was so long ago. Jesus Christ. Yeah, we should start doing that.
Back to Laura. All she's got to do is go to the Facebook group for the live event. There's already people. There's 37 people that have already RSVP'd yes. All she has to do is look at their profile pictures and say, who does she want to fuck? And I'm sure that person would be happy to oblige.
And by the way, that's just the people on Facebook. So I'm sure a lot more people are coming. So this is a good time to plug the live gig, right?
Yeah,
it's at never a bad time.
So,
especially if we get to plug Dutch's sister,
we're gonna fuck.
You are a horrible person. I don't like you. I don't like you.
Listen, that's first off. It's mean. It's accurate. It's gonna happen, but it's wrong.
It's just not. I don't
it's
want
wrong.
Any of this.
It's gonna be wrong when I take pictures of it and send it to Dutch. It's gonna be
I
bad.
Have no problem if she's kind of a hoe by herself, but with you guys, it's just like
it's so weird. It doesn't matter.
No, this isn't fun.
Add me to that.
None of this is fun.
No, that you. Catherine's yours. That's you get your own one. You get it?
No. Catherine's not anybody's. No, nobody gets it. You can't call dibs. No.
Dibs. I'm gonna give. I know.
You can't give dibs, my scissors.
If Laura goes, why wouldn't Catherine go?
They're both gonna go.
They both
and
go.
I'm just saying that Sean.
Neither of them are going. I refuse to allow this to happen.
I'm a gentleman. I would.
You're not a gentleman.
Dutch, I would show her a great time.
Dutch, you're not a part of this.
I would
this
buy her a drink.
This isn't your game.
How am I not a part of this?
Because it's between us and Laura.
It's not between it's my sisters. No.
You think you can bring Oathkeeper through airport security?
I am not allowing this.
We're driving. It doesn't matter.
You might want to keep Oath with us.
Stack 36 Oathkeepers in the back trunk.
We'll take out the spare tire
and line it with Oathkeepers.
Dutch, come on. Why is she calling? She's scared already?
No, I don't know. I don't know why. 954-573-2780 if you want to call.
She's probably writing stuff down, doing her research.
You know?
Here, hold on. This is what I'm going to do.
Hey, Three Horns, you want in on this competition?
It's not a competition.
Oh, he's going to beat us. He's so cute and angelic.
Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it. But follow-up question, you guys have a live event every year, correct?
We're
trying to now, yeah.
This is only the second annual
we've
one.
We've been a company 2 years, and we've done two events, so...
We're batting 1,000, you could say.
Yep.
And they're generally up in New York, New Jersey area, right?
Yeah, speaking of batting 1,000, what base do you think I get to with your sister on the first night, Dutch?
Yeah, probably second or third base.
No,
I'm
shut
your asking.
Face. I know you're just asking. I'm not telling.
Okay. And which one, like, is the experience
going to
be?
There is also going to be a roast.
Yes, we are having a roast the night before.
Oh, yeah.
A live one, yes.
Pig roast.
Hosted by yours truly.
Pig roast?
Pig roast.
Marie.
He's definitely going to want to tune into that.
Devil's threesome.
So basically, it's a roast of Royce and Marie, the founders of More Like Radio, and basically the founders of everything that you hear today. So we're going to have that hosted by yours truly.
Everything you see before you is yours.
Yes. Well, I mean, if we're being honest, you know, you guys are kind of a... You know, the forefathers. Awesome. Or yeah,
foreskins.
Yeah.
The foreskins.
The four fat fathers.
Hey, I ain't fat.
Whoa!
Don't start.
No, you still are. What's in my mind.
That? Excuse me. Look at
excuse
this gun.
Excuse your weight. Don't excuse you.
Look at that.
What?
You're getting upset. You know why you're upset?
Yes, I'm upset. I'm lashing out now because I don't like this.
You're mad because your sis is kind of digging all the attention.
It's cool. Just calm down, Dutch. It'll be okay.
Don't tell me.
You know we'll do the calm down.
You know that's the one thing that pisses me off is when you tell me to calm down. Don't. No. I'm calm.
All right, Dutch. I won't. Relax.
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 Relax, Dutch.
Chill.
I'm relaxed. I cannot be relaxed.
But,
Keep saying it.
So did Katie text me yet? Or
she's not going to text you.
Is she?
Yeah, here's the thing. I'm not worried about Sean because you're going to get shut down in a heartbeat by those two. It's the two wizards over there that I'm worried about.
Wizards? I'm not a wizard.
The two pussy wizards over there that say, hey, Oathkeeper, that's a good idea, right? Yeah, it is. No, I don't want that in my life. I don't want it in anyone's life. Especially
actually,
my sisters.
A lot of people want that in their lives.
I think they do too.
Well, yeah. You've already been.
People
you've
talk
already been
about Oathkeeper an awful lot.
It's weird.
Yeah, I think it's pretty popular.
Not as much as you do.
Now, Three Horns. Yes, it is in Jersey, and it has been in Jersey. That's not to say if everyone freaking moves out of
this,
Jersey and comes to freaking Florida, we can have it in Florida.
But anyway.
Yeah, in the future, if we have another location like South Florida and everybody wants to, you know, travel or just at least to hit up the listeners we have in those particular areas, then we'll go there. But as it stands right now, we have the majority of our listeners are in that particular area. So we're going to be at Just Jake's at what date there, Royce?
August 9th, Montclair, New Jersey.
That is a Saturday.
That is a Saturday.
August Saturday 9th. Afternoon.
Yeah.
One to four. So you don't have to even worry about staying up late in a strange place. It's during the daytime.
Yeah. Party.
And you come hang out with us.
One to four.
Comics.
I must have missed that part of the
memo. You're so dumb.
I am dumb. I thought it was a nighttime show.
All the planning stuff that we said, let's get there.
No, I did, but that's the one thing I missed. I thought it was like at least a late afternoon night show. Okay, never mind.
3 weeks we've been having meetings.
I know you have. That's why I feel silly right now because
part of them. What were you listening to?
He's been
to?
On every single one of them.
I have booty calls coming over.
Speaking of booty calls, what's
up? Yeah, what's with your sisters?
Katie sent me a text yet or
Dutch, hook a brother up, bro.
Who's he calling?
Laura. I'm calling Laura.
Calling Laura.
Hello?
Laura, call the show.
My phone is literally about to die, and I can't move, and I have people over.
See?
Are you in Denver?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were down at Mom's house. I'm sorry.
No. No, I'm in Denver.
You have people over, and you're listening to our dumb show?
Yes, and they're getting mad at me, so that's why I have to go.
Oh, okay.
Aw.
All right, well, I'm doing my best to keep these horrors away from you, so.
But it's hilarious. Oh, and Catherine kind of thinks Sean's cute.
No.
No.
Oh,
no. We're
oh, she's yelling at you? Okay.
Sean dropped the mic and walked away, bro. Oh, no, he dropped the mic and walked away.
They can't, hear you, Royce. I'm calling her my phone, so.
Good night off, bro.
Oh, no. They're all yelling shit in the background because I have you on speakerphone. You're on the air right now, so.
Joel.
What? You knew that. You're listening to the show. I was going to say, how dumb are you? You know you're on the air.
Tell Sean that Catherine is DTF.
Oh, did you hear?
Jeff, bro, you just heard that, Sean? Oh.
But did you hear her in the background saying, no, he's gross? All right. All right, well, hey. Hey, I'll see you on Thursday. You coming down?
Okay, yeah, I'll be down on Friday.
All right, cool, I'll see you there.
All right, love you.
Bye.
Aww.
You're Katie in the background. No, ew, he's gross.
No.
Oh, Laura Wolf.
That was fun. I hope no one else had anything to say because it's now midnight. Sorry,
Believe
Dad.
Me, I was trying to pull up a song here. I figured you guys would vamp at least for a second or two.
I'm sorry that we blew up on your sister's businesses.
Face and back.
Oh, it's fine. Actually, not.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
No.
I'm sorry because I'm a decent human being and not a terrible piece of shit.
Oh, okay, yeah. Marie, is that why you were better?
Yes. Also because I met Robert the Doll and I was polite to him, too.
Oh, that's if she's better. I love the music Dutch is playing.
It's fantastic.
I press play and it's not
good. It's not even panicky.
It's not. There we go. Okay, there it is. All right. Royce, why are you better?
No, fuck you. I go last. Don't fuck. I'm one of the hosts.
No, I'm doing you second.
No, I'm not doing it.
Do it.
I'm better than you because I never go first.
That's the worst one I want to say in history of the show.
You're second.
You're first.
Because you got it wrong, first of all. Second of all, you had nothing to say.
Just move on. Just
I'm better than you because I would fuck three horns.
So fine.
Sherry, why are you better?
I am better than you because I...
Talk louder.
I don't have anything.
Oh, my God.
Sigh.
No, I gotta make just up. Assumed that I wasn't going to go to her. Mitchell.
I am better than you because when Katie comes to the live event, I am going to teach you some wild, kinky sex without the wild or kinky part.
Or the sex part.
Or that.
So you're going to teach her something.
Nothing.
Something maybe.
D.
Probably not.
I am better than you because I have beautiful, adorable nipples. Not horrible, weird nipples.
Sean.
I am better than you because I'm still in touch with the youth.
You're still touching the youth.
We know. What? And it's creeping us out.
It's making everyone feel weird.
In touch.
Inside, don't do that. That's weirder.
No.
All right, guys.
Three
thanks
horns.
For listening.
Why is three horns?
Yeah, three horns. You're on the line. Why are you better, buddy?
Because Dutch and Royce are my new mentors and also have been a part of my life since my early childhood. So live with that on your conscience.
It's two gay dads, Dutch.
Where's two gay dads?
Dutch and Royce, his two gay dads.
The weirdest thing is that I was actually going to say I'm better than you because I'm one half of his gay dads. So. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow, 7 to 9, here at More Like Radio for the Hippo Juice Show. And
I don't get photoshopped as two gay dads.
It's not going to happen. So
now feverishly.
And look up all of the shows on More Like Radio. They're all great. Just
fantastic.
Hit up morelikeradio.com, hit shows, and then just check out what we all have lined up. I'm not going to sit here and run through all of them. They're all awesome. Check them out. We'll see you guys next week. Dutch and Royce.